This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. As the days heat up, more and more people will be heading out to find some relief on a beach. But there are some factors to consider before weighing the importance of chairs and that extra cooler, such as sandy or rocky, waves or calm seas, close to a boardwalk or secluded, East Coast or West. To make the decision a bit easier for you, National Geographic Traveler magazine has listed some of the best spots along the shore in its article in praise of the American beach town. And Keith Bellows, editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler magazine, is here to discuss what makes for a truly great beach town. Keith, great to have you back with us.
Thank you very much.
What makes that charm, that authenticity, I don't know, something that you return to?
Well, I think that as much as possible, you see, you know, the old clam bar or the, you know, the general store that's been there for decades. I mean, there's that sort of veneer. But then when you really get to the beach, it's the smell of it. It's the feel of the sand. It's the nature of the surf. It's the memories. It's, you know, some beaches have pretty turbulent surf. Some are very tranquil. It's where the tide pools are. So you want these places that preserve that sense of place, that really have maintained some sense of their innate character. I mean, Orleans is still just exudes sort of New England-ness and a kind of tranquility and a little bit at remove with the rest of society.
But is a New Englander looking for something different than a Southern Californian, do you think, in their beaches?
You know, I mean, if you're a beach person, I think a lovely beach that, you know, retains its essential character, it speaks to you no matter where you are. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a certain kind of flavor to a New England beach that perhaps is different than that of a California beach. I mean, I think of New England beaches, I think of lobsters and oysters and that briny sort of smell that, I don't know, it feels uniquely in New England. Whereas on the West Coast, there's certainly a little bit more of a surfer culture on a lot of beaches. Sort of a California eccentricity. I mean, it's, you know, if you want a cluster of hippies, you're likely to find them around a beach town. I think of Bolinas, for instance, which is not classically a beach town, but it's a place that just persistently will not make it easy for people to find. They take their sign down all the time. And, yeah, I mean, but Stinson Beach, which is not too far from there, in Point Reyes, you know, it's so Californian, and you know it when you see it.
Let's not forget about the Gulf Coast, where the water is warm. Which town made the list in Gulf Coast?
The one we picked in the magazine, actually, is Boca Grande, which is very, very cool.
In Florida?
Yeah. You know, in Florida, again, it has its own sort of character. You can go to a place, there's small beaches around, you know, Naples and Marco Island that nobody's ever heard of. You have, you know, Key West, which sort of blends unique Floridian qualities with a little bit of that wonderful, and I say wonderful and stress it, that wonderful California eccentricity.
But the Gulf Coast has also dealt with a lot of economic and environmental problems. We think of, you know, the BP oil spill, hurricanes. How do those sorts of disasters change or influence the identity of a beach town?
Well, you know, I remember being very involved in sort of trying to help get to the truth of what was going on at the National Geographic. I mean, we spent a lot of time with a lot of people down there. In the early phases, it was a terrifying thing. And of course, it just devastated the economy and it devastated the people. But it's come back. And I think that there's a certain sense of, and you would see this in New Orleans as well, a certain sense of just, you know, we endure, we get through it.
Well, it's funny, though, so many beach towns, they live off of tourism, but tourists often want the sort of predictable amenities. They want to know how to find things that they've seen in other places. Do you think there's a tension that towns may have to sacrifice that character, that authenticity, in order to survive economically?
I think, first of all, I don't think this is exclusive to beach towns. I think this is any travel destination has to balance that desire for the tourist dollar was the need to preserve what gave it its character in the first place. But, you know, Ocean City, which is, or Myrtle Beach, which is a very sort of, it draws a lot of students and young people, and it has a boardwalk, and it, you know, it's got lots of bars and you know, and music clubs and stuff like that. That's a town which really survives based on 3 months. Hmm. Whereas other places have a different kind of quality of life. I mean, if you think of, you know, Martha's Vineyard, for instance, I mean, obviously that's a very wealthy area, but it's an example of a place that has a 12-month window. People live there. Mm. And I think that that does affect how decisions are made in terms of zoning, in terms of, you know, the kinds of stores that, you know, you'll see along Main Street, the kind of bars and restaurants and so forth that cater to the crowds that come.
Okay, Keith, I've got to put you on the spot and ask you if you had to pick one. Do you have a favorite beach town in the U.S.?
I would probably pick Pawleys Island. Or there's a wonderful little beach in Chatham, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. on the Cape. And sometimes, by the way, I would put this little kicker in that sometimes a beach town can be a town that might have a beach but actually doesn't. So in other words, I think of some place like Gloucester, which has amazing character, but, you know, it's not a place you really go to hang out on the beach.
Keith Bellis, thank you so much for joining us, a little beach tour on the radio.
I had a ball. It's nice to relive the beach experience while sitting in an office in Washington, D.C.
Keith Bellis, editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler magazine. Find a link to read the article in praise of the American beach town, plus our list of New Hampshire's best beach towns, coastal and inland. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.